Cox came to the house of the three bears. She thought it such a strange little house and wondered who lived there. So she knocked at the door. And when no one answered her, she opened the door and went into the house. Golden Locks was very hungry. And when she saw the porridge on the table, it looked so good she set about helping herself. If she had been a thoughtful little girl, she would have waited until the bears came home. And then, perhaps, they would have asked her to breakfast. First, Golden Locks tasted the great, huge Father Bear's porridge. But that was too hot for her. Then, she tasted the small Mother Bear's porridge. But that was too cold for her. And then, she tasted the wee little Baby Bear's porridge. And that was so good, she ate it all up. Golden Locks had walked a long distance, and she was very tired. So she sat down in the gray chair belonging to the great, huge Father Bear. But that was too hard for her. Then she sat down in the small Mother Bear's chair. But that was too soft for her. And then she tried the wee little Baby Bear's chair. But that was so small, she broke it all to pieces. And down came Golden Locks upon the floor. Then Golden Locks went upstairs into the bedchamber where the three bears slept. First, she lay down upon the great bed belonging to the great, huge Father Bear, but that was too high for her. Then, she lay down upon the small Mother Bear's bed, but that was too low for her. Then, she lay down upon the wee little Baby Bear's bed, and that was so comfortable, she covered herself up, and soon she was sound asleep. By this time, the three bears thought their porridge would be cool enough, so they came home to breakfast. As soon as they entered the house, they knew someone had been there, for Golden Locks had left the spoon standing in the porridge bowl. "Someone has been tasting my porridge," said the great, huge Father Bear in his rough, rough voice. "Someone has been tasting my porridge," said the small Mother Bear.
"Someone has tasted my porridge and has eaten it all up," said the wee little Baby Bear. Then the three bears looked at chairs and found them out of place.
"Someone has been sitting in my chair," said the great, huge Father Bear in his rough, rough voice.
"Someone has been sitting in my chair," said the small Mother Bear.
"Someone has broken my chair all to pieces,"
sobbed the wee little Baby Bear. Then the three bears went very quietly upstairs into the bedchamber.
"Someone has been lying.